honestly, I think it was reviewed. We stopped if the webcam was available and somebody had recorded my reaction in Rome for the first time. Reading about these beauties and studying it and being in art school, graduating and learning, even giving speeches about Leonardo da Vinci. Then these are nothing compared to the moment that you see, this is it. And all those talking I had in my mind suddenly turned to nonsense. There is no talking, it's just to see this and be like that. That's the beauty, so you should learn to appreciate it. How could you? I just told you. Before seeing it, I knew that it exists, and I studied, I read it, I looked at it, different angles, different pictures. So when I arrived there, I was ready. I knew about that beauty, so it just came to me, engulfed me. If you take someone who doesn't care about the painting and is thinking about economy only and stock market, and you suddenly open his eyes and says, so what? It's old, so the colors are... And so what? That's how it is. Then he said, listen, I tell you what the appreciation is. Because when I say you should appreciate it, you say, what is that appreciation? What is the appreciation? Then, appreciation is appreciating the appreciators. Do you get it? Artistically, you could understand it. You want to appreciate art? You should appreciate Leonardo da Vinci. Why? None of your business. You're told. When you are a beginner, they tell you there are masters that you don't question them. So you don't say, let me see if this is good or not. You only say, this is good. And if I don't see the goodness and beauty in it, I'm stupid. This is the attitude of an artist student when he goes to the museum, right? This is not the attitude of a tourist. This is the attitude of a student of art. He said, give thanks. It's not give thanks. That's too much. This is short, and it's in a funny way short. But when you look at it, you don't see short in Persian language. You see shakar, sugar. It's sugar. Sugar comes from this sugar. Okay? Then being thankful is appreciating the sweetness of the sugar of the presence of someone. So it's all in it, you see? Be grateful and appreciate the appreciators and be a slave of those who give thanks. Give thanks and be grateful. It's not that way. You see? You know what? The appreciation is this. Appreciate the possibility of appreciating the masters and be in front of them, become dead. Then you will be permanently alive. Means, don't look at the masterpiece of Mozart and question it. Just give in, then you learn. Then you will understand the beauty. Because beauty is not something to learn logically. There is no logic for beauty. Beauty is beyond the logic. Because logic is for use, for benefit. It's human made. Beauty is there. The galaxies are so beautiful that I always think, what a waste it could have been if there was no human being to look at these pictures of the galaxies and say, to understand that this existence is beautiful. Not that what's in it for me. It doesn't comply with my needs. My needs are not the basis of the existence. Beauty is. Because one of the different forms of beauty, one of it is harmony. This talks about music. to start to have art.
What beyond that is it? Remember all that.
Then you have a question. Abstractly, you will say, do this, right? You said, be thankful. I said, how should I? You said, being thankful to the thankful people, then you will learn.
Then you will say, how should I do that? I said, do not be like this wazir,
the opposite of this.
I said, do not like the wazir.
Do your capital or organize your capital.
That's in translation, all of this will go away.
It's even more than that. Maye means the essence, the matter of material stuff, the thing that everything is made of.
You see, this wazir, for him everything is made of jealousy. Don't be like that. Do not make the people non-prayers. You see the explanation? Don't be like the wazir. Do not make the people non-prayers. Because this wazir tries to kill the belief of Jews in Moses.
Forget about the wazir, let's talk about you. With your jealousy, you make the people miserable. So, they have a good thing. Instead of being thankful to God, they are worried about you punishing them. So you turn the beauty upside down.
Don't do that. This wazir is doing good. He is doing the propaganda for a religion. But he had made a sweet with the hidden garlic in it. It's like giving someone a chocolate, putting a garlic in it.
I've done that.
This is it.
Made it for work, Christmas present.
You have done a lot of silly things in Halloween. You're talking about some.
Okay, so he explained, remember, when you're reading this paragraph, paragraph is very abstract because these are the notes. We'll talk about each of these much later because this is the origin, right? This is the source of all troubles. Illusion of separation, yes.
Is this similar to the story of the first king, or the king originally, when he was, when the girl was sick and he called his physicians, and the physicians were not able to cure the girl because they did not say inshallah, they did not like give appreciation to God for guidance. Is this like a continuation of that situation?
It could be interpreted that way. I don't like the idea of doing it because for explaining this, it's like this: you don't take this one there to convert. You bring both of them in a middle ground. The first one will lose a part of it because the first one is very strong. It's the opening of the book. And in that opening, he will give you only a hint about inshallah. Just a hint about the exceptions, because he wants to show you that the rule is mixed up here. So he plays with the words in a way that over there, the bad thing happens because of the arrogance of the physicians. Because they know, they think they know everything. They don't bring in account the ignorance of us, the thing that we don't know. He brought that example. Yes, it's the same thing because it's always the same. Honestly. He's not. Complicated ways of self-recognition to begin with. This book to me, first of all, is trying to say, what is the existence? And what is your existence? Look at it this way, because you are not blank. You have the animal information. That's in you.
You should bring the other side of the coin. Turn the coin around. Forget about it. For the moment, we will say, all the animal wishes, no, it's better to say, all the wishes of anima. Anima is John. It's not you, it's John. You know that we have two things here, and two distinct word for it.